more of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. It's election day in Wisconsin, and a fiercely fought election at that. If not Barrett versus Donovan, then Clinton versus Sanders, to say nothing of Bradley and Kloppenburg, Trump, Cruz and Kasich, and of course, Abley and Larson.
But a concert this evening in Milwaukee is aimed at bridging an older, deeper division. The Concert for Peace features two Israeli musicians, the Jewish virtuoso Yair Dalal and Palestinian singer and actress Mira Awad. It's hosted by the Harry and Rose Sampson Family Jewish Community Center.
Jody Hirsch is the Judaic Education Director there, and he explained to Lake Effect's Mayan Silver how the event came together.
About a year ago, the Jewish Community Center and I, working there, I organized an arts trip to Israel. And I went with a group of people from here to explore the art scene in Israel. And one of the things that we arranged was a private concert with Yair Dalal. It was just my group and a couple other guests. And Yair spent a whole evening with us playing music. So it was just an amazing experience. He is an incredible musician. He was trained as a kid, classical violin, but his family came from Iraq. They were Iraqi Jews who came to Israel about a year before he was born. And he started really exploring Middle Eastern music as part of his heritage. And he's become one of the foremost virtuosos on the oud, which is kind of like a guitar. It's shaped like a lute, kind of rounded. And he flies all over the world performing. He's probably one of the best-known oud players in the world. So we just loved him, and we asked him to keep us informed when he was going to be in America. So he did tell us he was going to be here around now. He's giving tomorrow night a big concert in Boston. And he said he was traveling with another musician, Mira Awad, who is an Israeli Arab. And she's an amazing singer, sort of jazz, pop. She also is conservatory trained. And he said he was performing with her. Did we want her too? And I said, of course we want her. So it was very exciting. We're calling it a concert for peace because here you have two Israeli musicians, one a Jew and one an Arab, and they are partnering to create a concert, to create music together. And we thought that this really is an image of the world to come, a world of peace in which people make music together.
So Yair is known for collaborations, right?
Yes.
And so what are some of the other collaborations that he's done?
Well, he's worked all over, you know. I mean, one of the most interesting ones was after Rabin and Arafat and Paris won the Nobel Prize for Peace because of the beginnings of the negotiations between Palestinians and Israelis, Zubin Mehta created this whole symphonic program with the Oslo Philharmonic at the time of the Nobel Prize awards. And Yair actually has a great story. He called Yair, who lived on a kibbutz, and he wanted to talk to him about commissioning him to perform and to create something. And Yair tells the story. He said, well, I said I had to go milk the cows. Could we talk after I milked the cows? So anyway, so that was the reality. So he's collaborated with symphony orchestras. He's collaborated with all kinds of musical ensembles. He's collaborated with Jordi Savall, who's one of my favorite early music people who plays the viola da gamba. And Savall was putting on a big concert showing how early European music, we're talking about medieval music, really was influenced by Arabic music. And so he wanted musicians who played Middle Eastern instruments. And so who does he call? He calls Yair Dalal.
And Mira actually collaborates with a lot of artists as well, right?
A lot of artists all over the world. One of her most famous ones is another Israeli performer, Achinoam Nini, who's in America, she's known as Noah. And they actually were Israel's representative a few years ago in the Eurovision Song Contest. So here, again, is a Jewish and an Arab singer. The song they sang was in English, in Hebrew, and in Arabic. And the title of the song is There Must Be Another Way. So clearly, these musicians really believe that partnering like this is one way to create communication between people of diverse ideologies, diverse ethnicities, and diverse ideas. And they're very, very much committed to that.
Any idea how they started collaborating together?
Actually, I don't know. But I do know that I'm familiar with both of them. I'm a fan of both musicians. And when Yair suggested to us that he bring her along, I thought that was such a great idea.
So can you describe a little bit of their music?
Well, it's very complicated. Yair in particular is really at the head of a kind of a movement to fuse Eastern and Western music. In fact, he plays with an ensemble that he created in Israel that is both Jewish and Arab musicians. So you could say it's Middle Eastern. It's some of it is like pure Middle Eastern kind of music, but it's also jazz. It's also has little kind of hints of classical music. It's very diverse because it's clearly a fusion of different kinds of music that are important in the region.
What about their concepts as peace activists? How does that meld into their music?
It definitely does. I mean, for them, creating music with diverse people is already activism. And I know they told us in advance they're happy to talk to people. We're having a little reception for them afterwards. They don't actually want to talk about the actual politics. They don't want to get into arguments about who's right and who's wrong and, you know, who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. They don't want to do that at all. They're happy to talk about their partnerships with other musicians in order to try and change the atmosphere when it comes to communication. So that's a very interesting, and I really understand why they would want to just deal with the music.
So they find culture as an important tool to facilitate communication.
I think if you ask them, they would say culture is the important tool to facilitate communication because what the world needs is people of varying cultures to really communicate with each other and learn about each other's cultures, because how can you even argue with them if you don't know where they're coming from?
And so this concert, there's going to be a special violin used during the concert?
Well, yes, that's true. I mean, he plays a violin that has a long story. It is a violin that survived the Holocaust. There's an Israeli violin maker who has rescued, I don't know how many violins from the Holocaust and restored them. And he gave one to Yair, who performs on this violin that was played. We don't even know who played it, but it was played by a Jewish musician who perished in the Holocaust, but his violin still survives. It's very amazing. And I know when we met with him in Israel, people were just in awe of this violin because of its history.
Does he switch between violin and oud during the concert?
Yes, he does. He probably will play the oud more than the violin, but he will be playing both during the concert.
Are there going to be other instruments besides Yair and Mira? Or
no, Mira also plays the guitar. And the way the concert's going to work is they're going to each do some solo pieces and they're going to do some pieces together.
I see. Okay. And what do you hope that listeners and concert attendees get out of the concert?
Well, first, I want them to get out of a concert what you get out of a concert. You know, these are world-class musicians. We at the JCC have a fairly new initiative, which we're calling Tapestry, which is our center for arts and ideas. And we really want to be seen as a place where people can come and get fantastic programs, theater, music, art exhibits, whatever it is, world-class exhibits. So that's the first thing I want. But the second thing, you know, there's so many stereotypes about Arabs and Jews never being able to work together. And I really want to break that stereotype because there are Arabs and there are Jews who passionately want to create a different world. And I think we need to be more aware of them.
Jody Hirsch is the Judaic Education Director for the Harry and Rose Sampson Family Jewish Community Center. He spoke with Mayon Silver. The Concert for Peace is this evening at the JCC, and there's more information at WUWM.com. عنده خان ونار وعن ناس مش أحرار وعن ولاد صغار